PG&E admitting its equipment may have ignited the 2018 campfire. I'm Liz Kern. The campfire killed 86 people and destroyed the entire town of Paradise. The cause is still under investigation, but PG&E says its equipment may be to blame. The utility is taking a $10.5 billion charge for claims connected to the campfire in its fourth quarter earnings. Advocates and lawyers for wildfire victims have already reacted to the news that PG&E delayed safety work on its damaged transmission lines for years.
They promised to fix it in 2013. They promised to fix it in 2014, in 2015, in 2016. It is not fixed today, and that is the line that failed before the fire.
Consumer advocate Mark Tony speaking to KGO. Firefighters located the start of the fire near a tower on PG&E's Caribou-Palermo transmission line, which lost power just before the blaze and was found to be damaged. The state's PUC says the utility will be subject to significant fines if it violated state law. Interim CEO John Simon says PG&E recognizes that more must be done to address the increasing threat of wildfires and keep communities safe. Liz Kern, KMJ News.